It's time now for the WLGN Culver Meadows Coach's Corner of the Week. In studio will be Brian Harsey along with St. Francis High School football coach Josh Sellers talking about the coming game.
Welcome to another Friday, and yeah, we've got plenty to talk about, lots to talk about the weekend past and what went on with the game between Tawas Braves and Traverse City. St. Francis is one of those games that goes in the books as ain't never seen one like that before. Mm-hmm. 63-0, the final score. Scoring drives averaging 57 seconds this time around, Coach. Last time you were around 207.
Yeah, and we talked about that yesterday with the offensive line specifically, that it's great that we have this big play, quick strike capability, but at some point it's going to have to come down to, and it may be as early as tonight, but we're going to have to grind one out with a typical, you know, St. Francis drive, 7, 8, 9 minutes, 15, 16, 20 plays. And but right now, you know, our kids are executing at a high level.
Five guys scoring, success in passing and rushing again. 9 touchdowns for the Glads, 2 on passing, 7 running. 3 for Olivier, 2 Nacetus, 2 Flowers, 1 for Hathaway, 1 Donahue. And we've got one of those players in the studio this morning. 382 yards on offense to Tawas, 61 yards. That was a stifling defense that you put out there. And a lot of negative plays for them. Just about the time they were getting near 100 yards or 121 yards, and you started putting them in the backfield.
Yeah, but that's a credit to our defense playing again at a high level, just like our offense is clicking. So, you know, when we can throw up a goose egg at the end of the game, that's something that all our kids take a lot of pride in.
You take a look at 5 of 6 in the red zone. Last week, I think you were 100% in the red zone.
Yeah, that miss in the red zone, I'll take the blame for that one. We just didn't do a good job as a staff, and that starts with me making sure that we had our kids in a position to succeed. And honestly, that kind of crept into my mind when we didn't score in that red zone. I'm like, wait a second, it's like been automatic. So you know, that's okay too. You know, as long as we learn from that and we get better going forward.
You had a defensive pass interception again, lad. The week prior, you had 2. So the pass interception, something that your defenders and DBs and so forth are watching.
Absolutely. Our back end, again, our D coordinator, Mike Lazinski, has done a great job of explaining to our young men on defense their roles, that the guys that play in the box near the line of scrimmage, that their job is to handle that part of the field.
Sure.
And then our defensive backs and our linebackers that get into coverage, they take care of the passing game, and our kids have really bought into that very well.
Couple more fumbles this time around, something certainly going forward when you face off against the Sault Ste. Marie team. You've got Sheboygan coming into town, then you're out to Kingsley. Fumbles are going to cost you down the line.
That's always a key. Don and I talk about that before every game, that winning the turnover battle, and so that's something we'll shore up.
First quarter, 21 points, 28. Second quarter, 14. The third, fourth quarter wasn't even played. Have you ever been in a game where they run out of bench personnel, player personnel, and you call it?
I'm old, but I'm not that old that I've seen everything. And when it gets to that point, I need to hang it up. But it's amazing the people I talk to around the game, yourself included, all the staff in the press, Don Watella, who's, you know, maybe a day younger than God himself. But, you know, Pete Garthy, who's... Yeah. How many games has he seen in his lifetime? And he even said that he's never seen that happen before. So one for the record books, maybe not for the best reasons, but we'll take it.
One of the things that you said in the postgame show, and the inflection was kind of telling, you said, I think we played well. Going back and look at the film, were you happy as with your play as you thought?
Yeah, you know, again, just kind of a blur. When you score 9 touchdowns and as fast as we did, it's kind of hard to digest everything on the fly. So as we look back at the film, it's always the case, you know, some good, some bad, and we'll take the good and we'll learn from the bad and we'll keep going.
This kind of game ended in a strange way. This was a team that had a lot of injuries coming in. First time in the season, or I should say the first time in your league and so forth. So a lot of struggles there. They lost some personnel during the game as well. But as I was looking at the film and kind of rehearsing the game in my mind, was this kind of a game that you learned more from things that didn't happen and kind of empathizing, so to speak, with the opponents or something like that than actually what really did take place on the field?
Yeah, we were game planning the entire week. defensively to stop their number five. He was kind of their guy, go-to guy besides their quarterback, number three. And then we saw that five was in street clothes as the rest of the team is warming up. And we knew that as a staff, we kind of talked to each other that, man, you know, this is going to probably change the way we manage the game a little bit. Not that we were presupposing anything going in, but we knew that they were struggling. And then to lose their best, arguably their best football player, that doesn't help their mindset at least. And so, you know, again, I can't emphasize enough, it's a tip of the cap that they came across the state on a Saturday morning to play the game, and hopefully they can get that that program turned around sooner than later.
All right. We're talking with Coach Josh Sellers in studio this morning with our Culver Meadows Coaches Corner of the Week. They go up against the Blue Devils of Sault Ste. Marie. And what can be expected in tonight's game? It's going to be a wet one across the bridge, all things considered in the forecast. Matchup was the first of the delayed start of the 2020 season, and a fascinating look back on that contest when we talk further with Coach Sellers in a few minutes. We'll do that right after we talk to those players of the game this morning as we move along with our Coach's Corner of the Week.
This is Jake Witzek, a senior defensive back and tight end. I wear number 43.
This is Joey Andrews, a senior cornerback and running back. I wear number 21.
This is Joey Donahue, a junior fullback and linebacker. I wear number 31.
This is Michael Weitzel, a senior offensive guard. I wear number 65.
Jake Witzak, our first up this morning, and number 15, senior tight end and defensive end, as you just heard. And Jake, you had some defensive stats, a couple of tackles, one for a four-yard loss. And you mentioned in the postgame that you were playing and are playing on scout team. Give us a little bit of a picture and snapshot of what your life is like on the scout team.
Yeah, so in the beginning of the week, we go over kind of like an install of what we're going to see throughout the week and during the game. And pretty much our job is to mimic that to the best of our ability so we can give our starter guys what they're going to see during Friday.
So really the end game, if you will, come down the line, is the more effective you are playing the adversary, so to speak, the more successful your offense is going to be.
Essentially, yeah, that's what we're trying to do.
You got some playing time, and you were hoping for a whole lot more playing time in the fourth quarter, weren't you?
Yeah, it was a little bit of a disappointment not to play another quarter just because I love being on the field, and sometimes I don't get to see it as much, but I had a great time with the play time that I got.
Yeah, that's great. Hey, tell us a little bit about your family. You've got a couple of siblings?
Yeah, so I have one older brother, one older sister, and they're both in college, and I love them to death.
Yeah. Did they go through St. Francis as well?
Yeah. My sister joined a little bit late of her freshman year. She didn't go through middle school or elementary, but my brother, yeah, he was here for all 12 years.
All right. So you got a sister. So you got a little brother-sister question for you here this morning. What's one thing your sister is better doing than you are?
I'd probably say that she's a little bit more studious than I am.
Ah, okay. That's a good one. All right. So she's off to college? She's beyond college?
Yeah, she's going into med school right now, actually. Yeah, she graduated from CMU. They gave her a free master's, and now she's doing online med school.
Fantastic. All right. Jake, thanks for coming in this morning.
Yeah, thank you very much.
And thanks for your work on the scout team. You guys probably don't get the kudos that you really are owed. Joe Andrews next up, senior running back, defensive back. Again, defensive stats for Joe. One tackle, two assists. You had one touchdown that was called back with an illegal block, and that was an accurate call, I have to say. And disappointing for you. Offensive stats, two carries, 44 yards, so you had some good carries, but tell us about your play and how you saw that game kind of lay out and unfold for you Saturday.
Well, Coach had me coming in the first quarter at cornerback, and that's when I figured I was going to be playing quite a bit that game because normally I don't go in until about the third. I had a couple tackles on kickoff, and then we came to the second half, and in the locker room he told me I was going in at running back to start off the second half. And the play calls were pretty familiar to me. We run them a lot in practice and just got the ball and looked upfield. I got to do a better job of not being so flashy and just getting to the end zone.
Just getting to the end zone. You're a senior this year?
Yes, sir.
And are you ready to graduate or you want to play another year for the coach?
I would love to play another year.
I think that's probably the sentiment of a lot of the players, Coach, and hats off to you for that. Wild card question for you this morning. What college team do you follow on Saturdays?
I would say Michigan.
Michigan. So you're a Wolverine. Yes. You have post-high school thoughts yet?
I have no idea.
No idea. All right. Not uncommon. Joey Donahue is next up, junior. And running back, linebacker, 3 rushes, 29 yards. He had a touchdown, defensively a couple of tackles, unassisted, 6 assists, and 1 for negative yardage as well. Your touchdown coming at 3:38 in the second quarter and puts you up 35-0. What's going through your mind with that kind of a lead that early in the game?
I mean, you try not to really think about it at all because playing when you're ahead and just thinking about the score never leads to something good. So I try to just forget the scoreboard and play hard like it's 0-0 and, you know, keep adding to the scoreboard because as a team we feel like, you know, whatever numbers we put up in the second quarter isn't really good enough for us. And we're going to try to, like, double that, I guess, by the end of the game.
Well, you got to put up 48 minutes of play. Normally that's what you do, 48 minutes. This year or this past week it got cut short. This is your second year at varsity level as a junior now. What lessons did you come away with from this game? Maybe more from, again, what maybe didn't happen in that game than did.
I was really impressed with how deep our team was. In the game, I look around and I see so many different people getting carries, so many different people in the end zone. I think it was 5 different people and a lot of different people on the offensive line. And I think that just is really important for a team to have depth. And also, the coaches were preaching to us all week that good teams win against any competition and play well no matter who they're playing or where they're playing. And I think we definitely did that against Tawas.
All right. And moving on, what are you going to be taking into the game tonight against the Sioux? You're undefeated, obviously. And is that primary on your mind or is it play and primary of focusing on your responsibilities?
I'd say the most important thing for us is winning this game. And it doesn't matter what our record is before today because the only thing we're focused on is winning in the Sioux. What we're looking to bring down there is, I'd say, grit, toughness, and our brand of football. I wouldn't say they're really used to seeing teams like us fast and physical. I think we're outweighed across the board. So I think we're going to have a lot of toughness, especially with the weather, the rain, long road trip. So I think we're going to have to be mentally and physically tough.
All right. Another question, and this goes back to last year. You played with your brother, Casey. And to fill us in, what's going on? I'm sure you miss not being able to play with him, but he's gone on to another level.
Yeah, I definitely miss him in that whole grade. He's in college now. He goes to Duke.
Okay.
And he's playing football, long snapper. So he's having a lot of fun down there.
All right. Well, good. Are you going to plan to get away for a game? I mean, it's kind of hard with you when you've got games on the weekends as well.
Yeah, it's definitely hard. Maybe if they have a bowl game or something like that, but I definitely try to watch as many of his games as I can and call him whenever I can.
All right. So another Blue Devil, and you're going to be playing the Blue Devils tonight. So get ready. Thank you so much, Joey, for coming in. Michael Weitzel, number 65, senior offensive line, defensive line, at a defensive tackle. You're on the scout team as well. What are you seeing that you're setting up for the Sioux for tonight's game?
We're just really trying to mimic their offense. Like Jake said, we're basically our offense's best opponent, I guess, in practice. Like, we're mimicking what they're going to be going up against in the game.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's pretty important.
How many years have you played St. Francis football?
I only played 1 year freshman year, and I kind of really regretted that I didn't play all 4 years. But other than that, yeah, I've only played 1 year.
So this year may be a little bit too short for you, I'm sure.
Yeah.
No matter how long it is, and even if you get back to the field down in Detroit. So a question for you this morning. What has been your greatest appreciation about your education at St. Francis?
I think the sacrifices that my parents have made to get me here. Being grateful, really.
Yeah. You'll never go wrong having a grateful heart.
Yeah.
So thank you so much. Appreciate it, Michael.
Yeah,
thanks for coming in. And congratulations on a great game. Going back to Coach Sellers this morning and looking at the Blue Devils and what they're going to be bringing as you cross the bridge to Sault Ste. Marie, 7 o'clock game coming up tonight. And they were the first game of your delayed season last year and ended up beating you, and it just was not a typical St. Francis start. You scored in the first 15 seconds, and then they held you scoreless for 47 minutes and 45 seconds. That's kind of an ouch.
Yeah, you know, you couldn't start a season better than running a kickoff back 90-plus yards, but it seemed like a good omen at the time, and then we kind of settled into the game, and we just couldn't get untracked with our running game especially. They were definitely ready for us, and that was a tough pill to swallow. It was week four of our seasons with a regular schedule, but then week one, as you mentioned, with a delayed start. So I think that we learned a lot from that game that served us well later in the year. But no, that was hard. That was a difficult way to start and kind of a reality check for everybody involved.
I found an interesting parallel. If you go back and look at the history, you led in that game against the Sioux at halftime, 7-6. You go on, play your season, as stretched out as it was. You get out into Cass City, the eve of going, if you will, to the Ford Field. You're leading 7-6 at halftime. The two ends of the game, it was a 14-7 difference on the first time, and it was a 14-12 difference on the second game. A lot of things matured and transpired during that season from that first game.
Oh, absolutely, right? And so Coach Brian Beckwith, who's our offensive coordinator at the JV level, has been dabbling. He'll deny this until the cows come home, but he's good with putting some highlight tapes together for us. And just one play that sticks in my mind, and it's one of those things that as a coach, you preach to the players, every play is important. Mm-hmm. But then, you know, Aiden Schmuckel runs down the quarterback in a 2-point conversion at Cass City. Well, that's the difference in the game.
Yeah.
Luke Bigger, who thank goodness we have back this year, knocks down a 2-point conversion attempt on the other end of the field. Mm-hmm. And so it goes to show you that, hey, you know, games can turn on a single play.
You got a Mr. Donahue here that I think took down two players and one tackle as well. That was a goal line stand that they didn't get in. I think there was a turnover, four downs, and you got the turnover on that.
And I'm going to assume here, and Joey can confirm this, but I'm sure that's probably the first play on his highlight film.
Yes.
it's impressive, so. And it's fun to watch back. But yeah, that's something I think, again, you know, a lot of our players learn from that, you know, in the experience last season. And that's, I think it's serving us well this year as well.
You got strength, size going to be making a difference in the next three games with the Sioux, Sheboygan, and with Kingsley. How is that looking for you right now in the matchup and where you want to be at the end of the season?
It's kind of nice the way our schedule fell this way, where we have three very similar offensive philosophies that we are defending, starting with the Sioux. I think Joey alluded to it, a lot bigger bodies tonight, wearing blue and white up there with the Sioux, especially on the offensive line and defensive line. But no, I think that's something, again, that maybe is fortuitous for us, that we're going to be able to kind of hone things and sharpen things up as we go through. And when I say sharpen things up, we better be sharp tonight, or else the Sioux is going to give us our first loss of the season.
Your question for the morning this morning is kind of going back in history. You've been over the bridge many times, both as a player and a coach. Can you give us two or three of some of the best memories, football, playing, or coaching over the bridge?
Man, you sent me this a couple of days ago, too, and I've been racking my brain about this. But I guess one of the feathers in my personal cap would be that we played a couple of playoff games the first year that the Superior Dome was open. We were there playing games before they even had locker rooms in the facility.
Oh, really?
We dressed in some other building near there and then played a couple of games, which was kind of neat. But and then just going over the bridge, it's always, it kind of, it's like you, you go over the straights and it's like, okay, we're locked in, and it's kind of like you're in a different kind of a place, and you know that you're going to get everyone's best effort, and we expect that tonight too. So never having been to Sioux High School will be a new experience for some of our guys. Some of our guys were there last year as JV players, so some of our juniors have more experience than the guy that's talking to you right now as far as the lay of the land there. So either way, we know that we got to go in there and play our game, and if we do so, we'll be successful tonight.
All right. Pre-game show, 6:30 tonight, right here in WLJN, and it will be Don Witella and Tom Hardy at the microphones, and we'll have kickoff at 7 o'clock from Memorial Field in Sault Ste. Marie.
This has been the WLJN Culver Meadows Coach's Corner of the Week. Be sure to catch next week's program Friday morning at 7:10 here on WLJN 89.9 and 107.9 FM.